Once aboard Fortune, Gunnar headed straight for the bridge. As he'd expected, station security wanted to inspect the autopiloted shuttle and its cargo. This was standard and probably had nothing to do with the Benignity diplomatic mission, or even the Benignity liner docked on the far side of the station. Gunnar made the predictable protests. They'd already cleared customs down below, this was costing him time and money, he might lose his launch spot. This too was standard. If he didn't protest, at least a little, they'd notice that change in behavior. When he judged the right moment had come, he gave in, semi-graciously. The station security team came first to the bridge, where Gunnar handed them the hard copy of the manifest, assigned a junior officer to lead them back to the cargo shuttle, now tucked into its bay.
And no dilly-dallying. We've got a slot to keep.
He spent the next hour on departure paperwork. One of the loaders had failed to clear a repair bill, and he had to authorize transfer of funds to cover it. Another loader still wasn't aboard. Georg, as usual. Gunnar flagged a station security patrolman and asked him to get Georg on his way. The head of the station team came back to the bridge.
Captain Tarakian?
Yes?
Well, we found nothing amiss, sir, but the station master says there's a request from the Benignity ship here to do a detailed search for some missing property. I know, sir, that Tarakian and Sons are reliable merchants. I'm sure you have no Benignity property aboard, but...
And why is the station master kowtowing to the Benignity here in familiar space? Or is this Benignity person, whoever he is, making a formal charge against me?
He's... I can't say anything, sir.
Quite so. Then I will file a formal protest with your station master, and with Sector 3 RSS headquarters, and with the appropriate court.
Gunnar turned to his desk comp and called up the extensive legal files. With a few strokes of his data wand, he entered the particulars and transmitted the first file to the station master. In only a minute or two, the comm screen lit, and the station master's face glared out.
What do you think you're doing, Tarakian?
Protecting my legal rights. You're asking me to submit to an unreasonable search on behalf of a foreign power which has offered no shadow of proof that my ship or crew has anything to do with some property they claim they're missing. You've given me no reason to comply, but your armed men are on my breach.
The man's eyes glanced to one side, as if to someone out of the line of pickup.
Don't get huffy.
You haven't seen huffy yet. We are a reputable firm. We've traded here for over 40 years. We're all familiar citizens, and this is supposed to be a familiar port. If you've changed its affiliation to the Benignity, I'm sure Fleet would like to know. So would its own citizens, who are still under the impression that they have civil rights.
I'm just trying to keep things friendly.
By accusing us of being thieves? That's not the way to keep Tarakian and Sons friendly. And I notice all the Consuline SEP ships have left. Did you fully search them, or are you playing favorites?
They left before we got the request. And it's not that we think you did anything. You're too defensive.
Of my ship and my family's good name. I'm damn defensive and with good reason.
It's just that they wanted us to check on any ship that had cargo from downside. They said they'd help.
Alarm bells went off all the way down Gunnar's spine.
The Benignity said it would help. How?
They've offered to lend us their own security personnel who know exactly what they're looking for.
You're asking us to let foreign troops onto our ship to search us? What kind of traitor are you anyway?
They're not troops. They're more like police.
They're foreign, whatever you want to call them. No foreign personnel are going to set foot on a Tarakian ship so they can figure out how to pirate us later. Absolutely not.
I insist.
You can insist until the stars go cold. No. If you want your own station security, and I will check their familiar citizenship, to prowl around looking for God knows what, that's one thing. But the Benignity will never set foot on my decks, and that's final.
Now, the person the station master had been glancing to moved into pickup range. An officer of some kind, in a uniform Gunnar didn't recognize. Not the usual Benignity naval uniform, which he did know.
That's unwise, Captain. It will save you and us and others a great deal of trouble if you will only permit that search now. Otherwise...
Threatening civilians in the familiars? What? Have you hidden an invasion fleet in the edge of the system or something?
We don't need such crude methods. You will never leave the station alive if you don't let us aboard.
Hey, wait a minute!
The station master reached for the man, but sagged suddenly. Gunnar had seen no weapon, but he had seen enough. He glanced over his shoulder at the security team commander, who looked as startled as he felt himself.
Sorry.
Tarakian crew had only the usual sort of riot training, but they were more than capable of disabling the search team, which had, after all, expected nothing to happen. The search team's commander was still on the bridge, but wrapped in tangle tape.
You can't do this!
I'm sorry, but I'm not about to let a Benignity team aboard this ship. They're foreigners, and it wasn't that long ago they invaded Xavier. I'm not going to let them take this ship and use it to infiltrate Familia space. Everybody knows Tarakian ships.
Is that what you think they're up to?
The excuse had come upon him like a random hit from space debris. But Gunnar knew a good idea when he found one.
Why else a so-called diplomatic mission to a backwater like this? Why else would they be putting a hold on outbound traffic, wanting to search each ship? They're looking for the right one. We're an independent trading firm. We've got plenty of cubage. And they just dump our cargo before jumping, give themselves more room.
But
we haven't been anywhere near Benignity space, so how could we have anything of theirs? No, they're after this ship or one like it. They can blow me away, I don't care.
Gunnar did care, intensely, but he could see in the commander's eyes a growing belief in what he said. Embroidery in the service of truth, the family said, was not a lie.
Ah, I see. I did wonder.
Basil, now that the rest of the team had been disarmed and immobilized, came to stand beside Gunnar.
Of course you did. It's not often you get Benignity ships in here, is it? And a diplomatic one giving orders to the station master.
What they said was, some fugitives came in on a transport within the last 4 weeks, and they weren't sure from where. A bunch of actors who'd been in Benignity space fled with the stolen goods. And all they knew was that all the leads led here.
An acting troupe? What could an acting troupe steal that would be worth this kind of chase?
They didn't say. I wouldn't think actors would have access to anything that valuable myself.
Unless... Suppose another fugitive, a political fugitive, say, tried to take sanctuary among actors, and they smuggled the person out, or the Benignity thought they did.
Ridiculous! Why would actors take in a political fugitive? Or anyone they didn't know? Besides, I don't believe there's anything behind this but the Benignity wanting a ship to use invisibly in Familia space.
Yes, but it would make sense. Look at it from the Benignity point of view.
I am. And what I see is their desire to use my ship, and I say no.
Look, just let me talk to the station master. I'm sure you don't have any contraband, and maybe he hasn't realized what the Benignity are up to.
He'd have to be an idiot.
He probably thought they were telling the truth, and maybe they are.
Just let me tell him. You don't really want to hijack my team. That'll cause trouble.
I don't want to take a chance on losing my ship.
But Gunnar nodded to his crew, who cut the tangle tape and let the militia leader walk up beside Gunnar. The man faced the screen.
Look, sir. Captain Tarakian is convinced that the Benignity wants to steal his ship. He thinks this is why they've been insisting on searching ships before they leave, that they're looking for a suitable vessel in which to infiltrate the Familias.
That's ridiculous. Only a guilty man could have made up such a farrago of lies like that.
Gunnar leaned into pickup range.
It's not a lie that you people invaded Xavier. As far as I'm concerned, you're the guilty ones. The worst I ever did was get drunk and punch a fleet ensign back when I was greener than grass.
The Benignity commander glared, and Gunnar met his gaze glare for glare. He'd been glared at by experts in his time, his own father and Basil's among them, and he wasn't intimidated. In fact, now that he'd worked himself into believing his own story, he was able to project patriotic ferocity. Finally, the Benignity commander's gaze shifted to the security commander.
Did you actually inspect every compartment?
No, only the shuttle bays and the freight compartments adjacent.
And they had only 30 minutes. What was in that auto shuttle?
What was on the manifest? Sealed containers marked with the shipping agent's codes.
Did you open them?
Not all of them, no. Listen, you're not my commander, and I know the Tarakians. far as I'm concerned, they could well be right. I see no reason why I should do your dirty work.
A long silence, during which Gunnar tried to pump up his resentment of Basil for getting them into this mess into a visible rage at the Benignity.
All right, Captain Tarakian. You may depart. I suppose you're taking those rather useless specimens of station security with you?
Not if they don't want to go. But since you appear to be in command of a civilian station, they might prefer it.
Gunnar glanced at the security commander, whose face had paled as he thought through the implications of that.
We intend no harm to the civilian population.
Just like at Xavier.
Can we stay?
I'm not going to put familiar citizens in the hands of the Benignity if they choose to avoid it.
Gunnar hoped the Benignity commander would think he was pompous and theatrical by nature. Maybe he was. His family always insisted that the real character showed in times like these.
Ask your men.
Merchant ships always used tugs for undocking, but Gunnar didn't trust the Benignity commander. He'd signaled his crew and powered up the ship the instant the Benignity commander appeared on screen. When he realized that the only real threat could be the station's own defenses, he knew that his in-system drive was the only viable counter-threat. Yes, the station could blow his ship, but with the in-system drive up, it was suicide for the station and every other ship docked there. Now, he ordered his pilot to pull away from the station as slowly as Fortune's attitude thrusters permitted. As soon as possible, it seemed longer than the chronometer indicated, he increased power and set his outbound course toward the jump point. When it appeared that the station was not, after all, going to spend any of its meager store of missiles on him, he turned to Basil.
Come on, Baz. We need to have a chat.